Good morning. My name is Amel Raba and I'm an intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. I live in Copenhagen, Denmark, and I'm studying my master's in cross-cultural studies at the University of Copenhagen. During my internship at the Danish Immigrant Museum, I will be working on a collection that was donated to the museum last year. The collection is about a woman called Annalise Clemen Stokes, who immigrated to the US with her parents in the 1940s. The family's immigrant story is different from many of the other immigrant stories we have at the museum because the family didn't come straight from Denmark to America. Annalise was in fact born in Japan, where her parents lived for more than 20 years before they immigrated to the US. Annalise's parents both traveled to Japan in the early 20s because they found work there. Annalise's mother was working as an interior designer at a hotel and her father was working with Ford Motor Company. They married in 1926 in Japan and 3 years later Annalise was born. Annalise spent her childhood in Japan and she always mentions that time of her life as a happy time, even though she experienced the Second World War there. In 1941, her father was arrested because he was working for an American company and he was put in jail where he was being questioned by the Japanese authorities. He was released a couple of months later and the family was moved to an internment camp where they spent the following years until the war was over. In 1946, Annalise's parents decided to leave Japan for good. After spending little over a year in Denmark, they finally immigrated to America in 1948. The family settled in the state of Washington, where Annalise also met her husband, Walter Stokes. Walter was born in Iowa in 1909, and he married Annalise in 1950. The couple moved to Fox Island, a small island outside of Tacoma, Washington, and a few years later, in 1955, Annalise's parents also moved to Fox Island. Annalise's father passed away only 2 years later, in 1957. Annalise and her mother, Magda, kept close contact with each other and other family members in Denmark for the rest of their lives. They especially kept close contact with Magda's sister, Karen. Karen visited her sister and her niece in Fox Island twice in the 1960s, and both Annalise and her mother would often go to Denmark to visit family and friends. Magda would often spend whole summers in Denmark with her sister, and in many of the letters that Annalise sent to her mother while she'd be in Denmark, Annalise would often describe how she'd been taken care of Magda's house, garden and her dogs in Fox Island. Annalise and her husband Walter also did some traveling of their own. They visited Japan twice in the 1960s, and they would also go to Europe regularly. They were both interested in photography, and many of their photographs from their trips are now a part of the collection at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Annalise passed away in 2009, and as she never had children of her own, many of her things were passed on to her friends, and eventually that was how the collection ended up at the Danish Immigrant Museum.